You're listening to Foch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
And I just mentioned we got this message, and I loved it, Kate, how she said, is this real? And I'm like, yes, this is the message that we got, and I'm glad you're in here.
Because I had to study it.
You are in the industry. You do 417 Pedal Tours and Papo's Pizza. Yep. I will tell everyone that this restaurant that they're referring to is not Papo's Pizza.
I know. Mm.
I will also refer that it's none of our advertisers.
Oh, well, okay.
That's good.
It's good to clear that up.
Yep. Is that good?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. So here's the message if you missed it. On Saturday, I ordered takeout from a very well-known local restaurant. When I got into my car, I checked my order and saw the portion sizes were smaller than those on the restaurant's website. False advertising. My food was also cold. I went back inside to the restaurant to complain. They refused to take the food back, so I took my $5 tip out of the tip jar. The restaurant called the police and said I tried to steal the tip jar. A police officer allowed me to leave with a warning and asked me not to return to the restaurant. The restaurant says food and tips cannot be returned. I disagree. What do you think? Was I wrong for taking my tip back? So we will ask you, Date.
There's a lot to unpack.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Where do you want to start out with?
The beginning.
By the way, Date Kate doesn't have COVID.
No, sorry.
She's just a little bit of a cold.
The end of it.
Yes.
Okay, first and foremost, the very beginning of that, where they talk about the portion sizes and then versus
the website.
Yeah. Okay, well, if you're getting food takeout, it's always different because of the takeout containers. Mm. And you should appreciate the food in-house first to see what it looks like.
Okay.
So get over it.
Okay. Takeout is going to be different than presentation on your table if you're actually dining
pictures,
in.
Like, everyone knows pictures are made to look good for a reason, so you buy it.
Okay.
It doesn't necessarily mean it's the portion size, as bad as that sounds.
All right.
Okay. That's number one.
All right.
Number two, give me a little bit of it again.
Okay, so the next portion was, I went back into the restaurant to complain.
Because it's cold, yeah.
Because it was cold.
If you're getting it to go, that's just weird to me anyway, to complain that it's cold because you could heat it up a little bit when you get home because it's going not to be as hot as if you get it in there. But the restaurant should offer to remake it for you. Don't take back the food if it's already been out of the restaurant.
Yeah, they can't take it back.
No, that's gross.
Once you leave.
Yeah, that's gross. So the restaurant was nice and a good restaurant, they should offer just to remake it because you'd want to keep your customers happy.
So you can understand the customer on that portion of it.
Ish.
Kind
Takeout's
of.
Okay. Just weird. But sure, fine.
It's just different.
Whatever. You need it scalding hot, whatever.
Okay.
But the restaurant should have offered just to remake it and to be a good restaurant.
All right. What about the tip jar?
Okay. Now that's just weird. Like, if you put $5 in the tip jar, do not take it back out. But also, don't call the cops on them. It's dramatic.
Okay. So
that's
don't
why
take
I asked
the tip.
If it was real, because that seems very dramatic.
Okay. And then not allowed back in the restaurant? Is that?
That's fine. Okay. Go away.
There are some people out back. They're I'm not coming back. And you're like, oh, thank goodness.
Good.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. If you have to take $5 back out of the tip jar because they were doing their job, go away.
There's some people that'll threaten or they call our bosses and they're just like, I'm never going to listen again because of him.
Mm.
And
okay,
it's just
good.
Like, Foch heard that a lot.
Yeah, I bet.
Heard that
a lot.
And then it's just like, I don't remember inviting you anyways.
Right, exactly.
Do you know what I mean? Like, if you can't take a joke, like this is not a serious show. So it's almost kind of like, know what you're getting into.
Yeah. Yeah, the restaurant industry is
But I guess you're not paying for the show. I guess if you're paying for it, it'd be different, like your
Fair
food.
Enough. But the restaurant should have, done whatever to make the customer happy. But
okay, so both. The customer kind of
don't take
wrong.
The $5 back out of the
petty.
Tip jar. Yeah,
that's
and
very
And the restaurant
petty.
Better. So, see, I knew that you would be very helpful.
Oh, thanks.
On this. Thank you, Date Kate.
You're welcome.
We appreciate it.
Foch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.